This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. It's been an interesting 48 hours, or maybe, let's say, since Friday. It's been very interesting since Friday. First things first, I made a video not too long ago saying, I'm done with Glock. I'm tired of Glock. I don't like the way Gaston Glock regards the civilian market. He doesn't really care if the civilian market can buy guns. He uses the fact that 60 to 70% of law enforcement uses his guns, with good reason, to bolster his civilian market numbers. But he doesn't really care at the end of the day, because he knows that if all gun rights were to go away, he's still got law enforcement. And that's a very lucrative market to have. So the other thing that I don't like about Glock is that the only innovators out there he goes after, the people that will take the Glock and make it a little bit better, a little percentage bit here, a little percentage there, he goes after them and he says, well, the gun is perfect as it is, no one need do it. And then if they say, well, I modify Glocks, he sues them for using the word Glock. I don't like that either. So there's so many other things. Every time he gets involved in something, somebody tried to kill him one time. His partner tried to have him killed, and he stopped it. He foiled the attempt, and in the ensuing court case, the existence of all of these shell companies came into knowledge of where he was doing this. It became common knowledge to know that he was skimming about $20 per gun that he was selling at the time, and you know, that's his business. And I guess he can do it however he wants to, but this is how much of a billionaire, you know, if you got $2 billion, do you have a problem? Or whatever he's worth, I don't know. He's not the most savory of characters. I picked as my gun that I wanted to buy, that I wanted to run, that I wanted to carry, stock gun. Just out-of-the-box stock gun, the SIG P320. Now, the SIG P320 in its various guises has been adopted by law enforcement. It's been adopted by the U.S. military, U.S. Army. It's now designated the M17. Along the way, that gun has been put through every torture test known to man. Except for one. But that was not a one that anybody had ever looked at. But we're going to get to that in just a minute. Omaha Outdoors, which is a gun shop that has a YouTube channel, they've done some favorable reviews of this gun. And the Firearm Blog, which is a website, came out and said that the gun is not drop safe. And Omaha Outdoors, in order to illustrate this point, stuck just brass cases with primers in them and would drop the gun on the back of the gun, on the very back of the slide, which was not causing the, what was happening with that, because they have a trigger unlike the Glock trigger or unlike anybody else's trigger where they have the little safety inside the trigger that you have to depress in order to make the trigger go forward, the inertia of the sudden stop would make the trigger go back and it would cause the, you know, cause it to pop the primer. And this became the reason that everybody is calling him out. And the memes that have arisen over the SIG P320 are quite vicious. Like, drop that gun unless it's a SIG P320. You know, that kind of stuff. Now, here's my point about this. SIG supposedly SIG was the ones that started putting some of this stuff out, because SIG, when it was going through the M17 process, they covered a whole lot of things, and they discovered a lot of things they had to do. And what they have come up with, what they changed in the M17 from the previous P320, is they came out with a reduced mass fire control component, the trigger sear, etc. They came out with a new sear housing, which reduces the sensation of double click during a trigger pull. And they came out with a trigger disconnect, which disengages the trigger bar if the slide is not fully in battery. Now, there are SIG P20s out there right now with that very trigger in them. And there are P320s in the hands of civilians right now that have that trigger in them. The upgrade was engineered subsequently, and then it was rolled into the M17s. SIG says this will become standard in future commercial P320s. And for the owners of current commercial P320s, SIG is offering what they're calling a voluntary upgrade. They claim the changes greatly mitigate the specific drop safety vulnerability identified in recent non-standard drop safety tests. And they say it will provide further details next week in the program. They had a press release. The P320 meets U.S. standards for safety, including the American National Standards Institute, Sporting Arms Ammunition Manufacturers Institute, National Institute of Justice, as well as rigorous testing protocols for global military and law enforcement agencies. The design of the SIG Sauer P320 overcomes the most significant safety concern in striker-fired pistols today, the practice of pressing the trigger for disassembly. This can be performed with a round in the chamber, which has resulted in numerous incidents of property damage, physical injury, and death. This assembly process uses a takedown lever rather than pressing the trigger, and it eliminates the possibility of discharge during the disassembly process. Recent events indicate that dropping the P320 beyond U.S. standards for safety may cause an unintentional discharge. This is the thing about all of this stuff that I'm seeing out here. I have run one extensively. I do not take the gun and throw it around. I do not abuse it. And that's because when I was in the military, we didn't abuse them. We used them, yeah, we did use them, but it wasn't, that's the thing, in the military, our weapon was our lifeline. That's what we had to use if we went into combat. So, getting out there and messing it up was never a part of, you know, the my lexicon anyway. The issue is not so much an aha for me, as it is a, okay, let's see what they say about it. And SIG is doing exactly what I think they should be doing. Ron Cohen, he got out there, the CEO, he said, SIG Sauer is committed to our approach on innovation, optimization, and performance, ensuring that we produce the finest possible product. Durability, reliability, and safety, as well as end-user confidence in the SIG Sauer brand, are the priorities for our team. Yeah. No company in the gun industry is going to shoot themselves in the foot. If they find something, if they discover something, how many of these guns have been out there? How many of these discharges do we know about this actually happened that wasn't a test by a website? How many people have been killed by a SIG dropping? Probably none. I don't know of any. If there's any out there, somebody please let me know. I don't like being wrong. But this whole issue of this is interesting, and we're going to continue on with it, because I did a couple of other things when this came to light, and I'm just going to share that with you, because I put a video on Facebook today, and that attracted all kinds of attention, and that's cool. That's why I do it. But I think there's some points being missed here, and I think we need to consider all of those before we go too much further. I don't like the whole rumor mill. If I could dispel a small percentage of it, I'll be happy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This whole thing, and I'm going to do a little project here. I'm going to take my SIG P320 full size, and I'm going to get that trigger done. I'm going to get the voluntary upgrade, whatever they're going to do to it. I'm going to get that done, and I'm going to see what that does for the gun, and I'm going to see how fast they turn it around. Now, because two of my carry guns, because I have a P320 full size and a P320 compact, because two of my carry guns, I'm waiting for the the final analysis and the final decision to be made as to, I'm going to research these guns by serial number. I'm going to find out what kind of triggers they have. And then if they want to fix the trigger, or maybe I'll go with an Apex trigger, or maybe I'll send it to the gray man and let him play with it. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I was always going to do something to them. I was always going to do something to both of them because I'm just bad that way. When I get a gun, I'm looking at it and I'm trying to figure out what can I do to it to make it better. But while these two guns were down, basically the only guns I had left at that point were all custom guns. So I wanted a stock gun. So yesterday, as an excuse, and I freely admit it's an excuse, as an excuse, I decided to jump into the pool and I got an H&K VP9, which I have held a couple of them before. Haven't ever messed with one. I've never really taken a real good look at one. I'm very impressed with the gun. I'm very impressed with the gun simply because it has so many custom touches. But then when I started comparing it to the 320, there's some of the same characteristics there. And I understand why people would go to the 320 or the VP9 from Glock. Glock has been in existence since the 80s, since the mid-80s, and they just put forward serrations on the front of the gun. Everybody that is a customizer does, that's one of the first things they do. On the P320, that's standard. On the VP9, that is standard. On the XDM, that is standard. The other part, I'm very surprised by how many people, even a lot of the SIG diehards prefer the VP9 over the SIG P320. Now they're sort of holding this up as a vindication, though. And let me, I'm not trying to pop any bubbles, okay? This isn't even a glitch for SIG. They will come out looking really good on this one. Because most of everything that is out there is all unscientific. That gun has gone through so many tests. So many torturous moments. But I digress. The VP9. I fully get what that is all about. I get it. I understand it. A lot of people have been contacting me today to tell me that this is the gateway drug, because apparently there's a lot of closeted HK aficionados out there. Which, you know, a P30 or a USP or what is it, the MK23 or whatever it is. All of those are nice, but I've never held one of them. But I am very impressed with the VP9. There's a little bit of a learning curve with it. I don't understand the whole capacity thing, because this gun is a little bit bigger than a Glock 19. And it has the same capacity as a Glock 19. Ergonomically, it blows the Glock clean out of the water. A stock box Glock stands no chance in a side-by-side comparison to this gun. I just don't see how that's possible. It's easier to carry. If there's such a thing as a comfortable gun to carry, this is a comfortable gun because of the contours of the grip, and it's textured, but it's not aggressive texturing, so it's not going to rub a hole into your, you know, to where your kidneys are seeing the sun. So it's all around a very nice pistol to have. But I don't even know what to think. On Facebook, I posted a video of my decision to go get this gun. And on YouTube, I did the same thing. And here's the thing about this. SIG was not supposed to win that contract. Glock thought they had it won. And what I'm seeing out of Glock currently regarding this gun, they have sued to stop the Army from adopting it. They've done some other things, and right now they're celebrating. Even though there's nothing to celebrate, because the Army has the MH-17. It's going to keep the MH-17. But this, I hate to say this, this is almost leftist stuff. Getting out there and trying to overturn a concept when all you did was, you know, the Glock version they came out with, it wasn't modular, which the reason they went with the SIG is a lot of reasons, and primarily it's because it is truly modular, and it's going to be really good and easy for the frontline armorer to keep those guns running. And because it's so easy and simple, that's good, because the handgun is a secondary weapon. It is not a primary weapon. It's something that's nice to have. It's not something that's necessary to have. The M4 is a primary weapon, unless you're running a crew served. So, nothing changes, and yet Glock has been celebrating. A lot of people in Glock has been celebrating. So, whenever somebody wins and knocks off the big dog, the long knives come out because everybody's really jealous of that. But the only one that has come out and really pushed on this has been Glock. Which I understand, Glock. I'm sure they were shocked they lost this competition. But what did they offer up? They put a frame-mounted safety on a Glock. I can't imagine how much fun that gun must be. Have you figured out I'm not real happy about Glock right now? The business model that they're pursuing, and everything against SIG and everything that's coming out about SIG P320, there's just too much celebration going on this. And this isn't a scientific discovery. There's nothing else in science that would get out there and say, well, we did this and this proves it categorically. If you are a SIG P320 owner, don't sweat it. Don't sweat what you're hearing. You still have a very good gun. I am. And I'm not sweating it. And I'm not getting rid of them. I just use it as an excuse to buy something else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. All right, coming from Soldier Systems, this just in. This is all big stuff, believe it or not. I mean, apparently if you drop the SIG P320 at a minus 30 degree angle, which that would probably translate into something like 210, 240, something like that. I don't know how many degrees it would be. It is an angle where it's basically going to land right on the flat part behind the rear sight. According to SIG, it may go off. Couple of things up front. SIG became aware of this because they had developed a new trigger, and they were beginning to integrate it into both the commercial and the M17. But a bunch of people met with Ron Cohen, who is the CEO. And, see, he held off for 10 years to building a striker-fired gun at SIG because he was afraid of exactly this kind of a thing. And, I mean, you know, the 320 is basically the 250 with a striker. So they're using that kind of stuff. But here's the thing to remember about all guns, okay? Drop safe. Those two words don't really exist together. No gun is drop safe. That it becomes a function of angle and height and the surface it's hitting. And then, maybe, if you're dropping it on, you know, on soft ground, which is the only place I train, chances are it's never going to go off accidentally. If you go out there and you build it completely drop safe, you then begin to legitimize mishandling and that can become an equal amount of a problem. But here's the thing about guns. They're not meant to be dropped. And if you drop a gun, you should be trying to dodge. You should be getting away from it as fast as you can before it hits the ground, no matter which gun it is. All guns at SIG are tested by the ANSI SAMI standard, the NIJ standard, the FBI, DOJ standard, the TOP standard. They have to pass the Massachusetts and the California DOJ as well as others because they sell them all over. And you could drop test a pistol in every conceivable way, every conceivable combination of angles on three axes, and that's 46 million different ways you can drop a gun. So, consequently, without building to 46 million possible angles they could drop the gun on, they build it to standard. Now, Tom Taylor, who's the executive vice president for commercial sales, when they asked if the testing protocol, if they're satisfied with the testing protocol as it sits right now, he said, no, not for us. So, SIG engineers, since all of this has come up, have dropped some SIG P320s using 11 pistols 2,200 times. And they also dropped it at the minus 30 degree angle. And they learned that a beaver tail, which the SIGs have, doesn't completely mitigate the danger of unintentional discharge, but it does help in absorbing the impact. They showed the test apparatus is dropping it from about head height, which is higher than it actually would be built. But when the modular handgun system passed the DOD test, they passed it with the trigger that is currently in the commercial P320. And at that time, they proposed an enhanced trigger, and they put in an engineering change request. And it didn't cost anything different, so they went ahead and did that and delivered it that way. They were going to integrate this into all new P320s prior to this. Now they're going to put it in all of them. If you own it and you want it, you can get it. So, let's put this into a bit of perspective. It was introduced in 2014, same time as the VP9, and they've sold about a half a million P320s. There are three recorded cases of unintended discharge in law enforcement channels. There is one additional commercial incident, but it was not formally reported to SIG. That's four known incidents with a half a million weapons, many of which are used on a daily basis. And all of those incidents have been within the last year. When they built it to address the most dangerous scenarios out there. And they believe, currently, that it is the safest striker out there. But to that end, they're not satisfied with this, and they are looking at what some people are saying about the gun, and they've decided to take steps. So they have acknowledged the issue, which a lot of people wouldn't do, and they're taking steps to fix it. They didn't waste any time. They're not going to produce any more 320s till they have addressed every 320 that's out there right now. They're going to be working on the upgrade. And it's going to take more than just swapping parts. Slide and frame will need some work as well, so the pistol will need to go back to SIG. The details will soon follow on how to participate in the voluntary upgrade program. If you have a SIG P320, get it worked over. But four known incidents, three of which were in law enforcement, don't know to what degree, how it was dropped or anything else. We know that it is up to standards and the standard drop tests. And, okay, Are the other guns being tested that way? That's my other question. Why were we picking on SIG? Has the VP9 been tested that way? Has the Glock? Now, the VP9 and Glock, they have a similar trigger in which the inertia from the trigger dropping and suddenly being, you know, that part suddenly flying back, it's just not going to happen. So if they were to test it that way, unless the striker itself were to suddenly spring load and pop forward, it's not going to go off. In that test, they are drop safe. But as far as a utilitarian gun, the 320 is like the other SIG guns. It's a high-quality piece, and they're going to fix it. And SIG has been in the military for a long time. I mean, a lot of SOCOM has used SIG P226s. SAS has used SIGs. A lot of spec ops around the world use it. And for those of you that might be listening who've been coming at me because of, you know, Glock and everything, it doesn't help your cause when I know you're on Glock's payroll. That doesn't help your cause at all. So, you know, just remember that little part. When you try to give me a bunch of junk, make sure that you know whether or not I know who might be cutting you a check. Because I fully expect that out of you, but it's, you know, if all you can tell me is that my guns are junk, well, okay. Whatever you say. Enjoy the laughs while you can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here we go!
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I've had a really interesting day today. I have never seen... I get that everybody... And this is the thing, and I think this is the beauty of the gun industry. There is a carry gun for everybody out there. But there's some people out there that seem to think that if you're not thinking the way they think, that there's something wrong with your thinking. I can't tell you some of the stuff that I've been told today because I'd be breaking the law or FCC regulations anyway. So we're just not going to go there. But what I will say is this. If you are carrying a gun and if you train with said gun and if you go and practice with said gun and you carry it every day, effectively, does it matter what kind of gun it is? If you've taken it out and if it works every time you pull the trigger on it? Does it matter whether it is a high-speed gun made by agency or a high, you know, just a high-standard pistol? Does it matter? A high point? Does it matter? I don't carry them. But does it matter? And that's the thing. I was watching all of this, and I was just struck by the fact that everybody, like... let's see. Somebody was disappointed that I didn't go get a Springfield XDM, which I've had one. I didn't take it out to the range because it just was sort of big. It was a very big piece. And when I say big, I'm not talking about the slide part of it because I don't mind a full-size slide, but the grip, the length of the grip and everything, it just seemed a little excessive. So that's not necessarily my cup of tea, that particular gun. I prefer something a little more svelte that's been engineered to carry the capacity anyway. But if you're carrying a Springfield XDM, despite what Springfield has been through with their little faux pas that wasn't really a faux pas, it was just them existing in a Democratic-held bastion of politics called Illinois, good for you, because carry that gun everywhere you go. Practice with that gun. If you are a Glock person, I bear you no ill will. I just don't like Glock. And it isn't even Glock I don't like. I mean, Gaston Glock. He's a miserable guy. He's a miserable, crazy guy. And he constantly inflicts pain on people all around him. And there's so many decent, good offerings out there by other companies. H&K, as far as I know, H&K is not overly friendly to the American civilian market. But that doesn't mean that I didn't want to try the VP9. When it comes down to it, all gun manufacturers do something at some point in their history that makes me scratch my head. And that's primarily because their job is to stay in business. And some of the things that it seems like they're doing make, you know, at first blush when you look at it, you're like, what were they thinking? But you don't know everything behind the scenes. And that was the thing that was struck me about this test. We had this one supposed notice that the firearm blog touted that went out to the Dallas Police Department about the P320. And then the Dallas PD purportedly said they pulled them all off and then they put them all back on. And I don't really even know if anything happened at all. And if the Dallas PD were told, why wasn't any other law enforcement told besides Dallas PD? I would guess that I think here in South Carolina they carry P320s on the highway patrol. So, were they notified the same way? Why was it Dallas PD? Why was that the law enforcement agency we heard about? Why didn't all of them get it? Ever think about it that way? The moral to this story is that if there is an issue with a reputable company, it will be addressed. It will be addressed. It happens all the time in the gun industry. It happens all the time in the automotive industry. It happens in the food industry. It happens in everything. And that's because when you're trying to design a product, there may be an eventuality that you don't cover. And in the case of this one, because of the way the trigger itself is designed with the SIG, that was the shortcoming because it doesn't have that little safety in that little safety centerpiece in it like some of these other triggers have. And that was it. Nothing nefarious, no intrigue, no standout thing. 4 incidents, no deaths, with 500,000 guns since 2014. Glocks have more incidents of that, but primarily most of that's because people stick their finger in the trigger guard and pull the trigger. Does that make Glock an inherently safe, unsafe gun? No. Not at all. It does exactly what it's designed to do. If you pull the trigger, it's designed to go bang. If you pull the trigger while you're aiming at your outer sweep of your thigh, well, it's supposed to still work. You're not going to like that it works in that instant, but, you know, you see what I'm saying. But if you own one of those guns, certainly don't get rid of it. Go get you the trigger. Go get the perfection that they got in place. It's a lot more expensive for them to go through this step than it would be just to take your gun and give you another gun. Because then the time feature is not so crucial. It's going to be more expensive. They're going to bite the bullet and do it. SIG already spends more money out of their profit percentage-wise than anybody else. Most of them are spending 1.5% of their profit in product development. SIG spends 4%. So that's roughly 4 times as much as anybody out there. So they're very mindful of the fact of their record, of their reputation, and everything else. They're very mindful of the fact that they can lose it. And they have taken steps, and they've taken the appropriate steps. So all of you that may be vapor locking on this right now, and all of you who think this is vindication or justification, the justification is this is the gun that works best for you, whether it's a Glock or the VP9 or the SIG or the Walther or the FN509. Whichever gun it is, whichever name brand it is, that's the vindication is it works for you. One, you don't have to have one gun that fails in order for your gun to be the best. I would think we all want each other to be safe, right?
Yeah.
And my gun is designed to, when I stick it out there with my fist, when I pull the trigger on it, hopefully it goes bang. And that's the one characteristic I want them all to have. And I was having a discussion today. I rarely drop my guns. I rarely drop them. I don't get out there. I don't bury them. I'm not going to put them in the mud. I'm not going to fill them with dirt. I'm not interested in any of that because I'm going to do my very level best to keep that from happening. And if it does happen, if I don't have to be in a firefight right away, I very likely am going to take a moment and get it all cleared up and banged against something, pull it apart enough to get it to where it looks like it's clean enough to go and go. So, for me, the torture test that they put them through, freezing them in a block of ice and setting them on fire and running over them with a car, all of that stuff, to me, that's not really germane to the conversation. What is germane is, have I trained with it enough? Am I safe with it? Not is the gun safe, am I safe with it? Because I'm the safety. The gun can't do anything on its own. I have to do it all. And whether it's a Glock or an HK or a Sig or a Walther or a Ruger or a FN or a Taurus or whoever you want to point out, whoever you want to talk about, it doesn't matter. If that's the gun you're carrying, train with it. And I'm happy with you. When we get back, we're going to do a little spin because a lot of people are getting and they've started hunting with and training and checking things out with drones. And there's a little bit more to flying a drone and using it as a flying camera than meets the eye. I'll be joined by Alex Kavanaugh of Drone Gear. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.